Let's move on now. The UN Security Council is holding another emergency session on Ukraine's crisis. Ukraine's interim Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk has used the podium to launch an attack on Russia.
My country has faced a military aggression of a neighboring country, which is the P5 member. This aggression has no reasons and no grounds. This is absolutely and entirely unacceptable in the 21st century to resolve any kind of conflict with tanks, artillery, and boots on the ground.
Yatsenyuk, however, said a peaceful solution is not out of reach. Later in the meeting, the Russian ambassador to the UN, Vitaly Churkin, reiterated Moscow's position that Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych was unconstitutionally deposed. Churkin added that Moscow does not want to go to war over Ukraine. He noted that Crimeans have a right to self-determination.
It is quite clear that achieving and upholding the right of self-determination by splitting from an existing country is something which is out of the ordinary. But when it comes to Crimea, such a case arose as a result of the legal vacuum, which arose as a result of the unconstitutional, violent overthrow of the legitimate government, which was carried out by the national radicals in Kyiv, as well as the direct threats from these last to restore their order throughout the territory of Ukraine.
To discuss that further, we're now joined with Mr. William Green Miller, who is a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, and he's joining us now on the line from Washington. Ambassador Miller, thanks a lot for joining us now. How do you see the situation in Ukraine working out?
Well, I think what you've just heard from the Security Council of the United Nations is where the situation is at the moment. They're still talking, and in this respect, there's a hope that military violence will not take place.
And Ambassador Miller, a lot of talk has been centered around tensions between Russia and the United States and Russia and the West. In fact, words like Cold War have been used. What is your assessment of that?
Well, that's to be avoided in every respect. We should keep talking in the United Nations with each other directly to avoid any conflict over the dispute between Russia and Ukraine over Crimea.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Ambassador William Green Miller speaking to us live from Washington.